First, we want to turn to the natural disaster here on Earth, the 7.5 magnitude quake in Pakistan and Afghanistan yesterday. Rescuers are still trying to reach survivors. Hundreds have died, most in Pakistan, where more than 2,000 homes were damaged. Thousands were also injured, but because of the remoteness, the real extent of death or damage isn't clear, nor is the impact on the politics of the region. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Kabul, Afghanistan. And Philip, start with more about the Hindu Kush Mountains where this happened.
Well, they're very rugged. They have extremely deep valleys. They are, as you say, extremely remote. And sprinkled around them, there are all these small farming communities. And it seems that they are the ones right now who have been hardest hit by this disaster, this earthquake. If you look at the area that is really badly affected, it's part of it. It runs up alongside the border with Afghanistan on the Pakistani side. It starts out running along the tribal belt, which is so notorious for as a haven over the years for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And then it runs northwards along that border. And if you travel up there, you'll find a lot of very narrow roads. There are rock falls, even when there aren't earthquakes, big potholes, and very sort of steep sides, lots of goats wandering around. So this is very remote terrain. And it's pretty much the same on the Afghan side, too.
Well, so the most important thing here is getting help to these people and the lives that have been lost. But I'm just wondering what the geopolitical effect of this is. The Taliban does control some of these areas. There's been a resurgence recently, decision to keep more U.S. troops, all of these stories. How do they intersect with this earthquake, if at all?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this area is not that far away from the city in North Afghanistan, Kunduz, which last month was captured by the Taliban and held by them briefly. So this is an area where there are districts that are in the hands of the Taliban. However, the Taliban have today issued a statement saying that they want their fighters to do all they can to help aid agencies get food and medicines and other supplies to the affected areas. So this is, you know, a political maneuver in itself. And it is also true that some of the Islamist militant organizations in past disasters who have, using charitable fronts, have been out there supplying that kind of aid and have won considerable approval from the public for so doing.
Yeah, so the Afghan government is, I'm sure, under a lot of pressure to be the one to respond as opposed to the Taliban. How is the relief effort going?
Well, the chief problem people seem to have who are partaking in the relief effort, both in Afghanistan and Pakistan, is establishing where the victims of this earthquake actually are. As you point out, the Afghan government will want to be the one that controls that effort on this side of the border. And indeed, one of their officials was saying today that they were having difficulty getting into areas because the Taliban was there. So it is a factor for them. But helicopters from the Pakistani army and aeroplanes have been up in the areas which have been hard hit by this earthquake, delivering supplies. And I'm sure that they're also taking as far as they possibly can an aerial survey so they can get an idea of the scope of this.
Well, we're also seeing reports that the earthquake caused some glaciers to burst in Pakistan, and that might cause flash floods. What an image that is. But what's the concern there?
Well, I saw those reports too, and I must say I'm puzzled by them. I'll be absolutely honest with you and tell you that I don't really know what a burst glacier is. I've been trying to find out this afternoon. I thought dams burst. I didn't know that glaciers did, and I'm not sure what the effects of that would be. I think the chief worry is in the area that's really badly hit, right up in those mountains, is actually going to be landslides. The possibility that landslides have hit communities, and also the obvious fact that landslides are going to be blocking roads. In fact, there's a highway up in the mountains which connects Pakistan with China. And in that stretch of highway alone, there were 45 landslides, which have now been cleared by the military. But that gives you a sense of how many there are likely to be in this area.
Philip, just briefly, is this the same area where just a little while back there was another devastating earthquake? And if so, do people ask the same questions that I get asked here in the United States? You know, why are people living there? Or is this, it's just assumed that people will?
It's actually a little to the west of the area that was really badly hit almost exactly 10 years ago, and that killed over 75,000 people. But, you know, these areas, it is pretty close, and Pakistan in particular, which is very hard hit by that, has not forgotten that at all. And they are now, in the media, for example, really scrutinising the performance of their demands, their disaster management authorities. They're seeing this in a way as a test of their disaster and emergency planning people.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Kabul. Philip, thank you.
You're most welcome.